In September, negotiations seemed to be going well between WBAA and longtime Republican operative Steve Klink, who was setting up the outing on behalf of his candidate, State Senator Ron Alting. Klink had called TV station WLFI to tell them about it, but WBAA politely declined their offer to join the discussion. But within an hour of letting them know that, Klink phoned to say that not only had WLFI suddenly offered to assemble a half-hour debate, but also that since Alting was only going to do one debate, Klink was insistent about this point, he thought he'd rather have his candidate do a 30-minute debate than an hour of golf. Unless, of course, WBAA wanted to reconsider letting other media come along. Faced with that predicament, we elected to invite both local TV stations and the local newspaper and finally got the outing scheduled.
Get up.
On the course, we asked the candidates about an election season that has seen few debates. Here's Democrat Sherry Shipley.
If we're really serious about transparency, I believe that extends to us standing before constituents, standing before voters, and taking those tough questions and standing behind what we believe in.
Alting says he's not getting enough credit for attending fundraisers and knocking on doors to have one-on-one conversations with voters.
I am communicating with the constituents, but it'll be under my terms, not my opponent's.
The candidates both say the legislature should stop taking away local control from municipalities.
There's always been a push to take away their number one funding, which is TIF districts. And I'm the one that has went to the mic and has killed that. And every year that my party has challenged that to take place. It's one of the few economic tools that cities have.
We have a ban on banning plastic bags in the state of Indiana, and I don't understand if the community wants to do that, why they aren't allowed to make those own policies. The same thing with fireworks policies.
I know.
And they seem to agree on the effect of President Trump's tariffs on the district, whose economy is a mix of farming and manufacturing, but Alting hedged a bit.
It could end up having a devastated effect on us. I prefer always a good dialogue and try to solve things through sitting down and negotiating, but that's how I would have proceeded if I was at that level.
Is that to say you would not have voted for the tariffs?
I'm not running for that position.
Shipley, a dean at Ivy Tech Community College, repeatedly mentioned giving more funding to public schools and only giving money to private and charter schools if they follow the same rules their public brethren do and agree to be more transparent about policies.
Those private schools don't necessarily have to take the kids with emotional issues, disabilities. So public schools are becoming the dumping ground, and it is really causing a social chasm, if you will.
Alting responded to a question about transparency to say he thinks Indiana already does it well.
It's something you've got to have. So I've never, ever heard of any complaints that Indiana is not transparent.
That's even though the Center for Public Integrity gave Indiana a failing grade as recently as 2015 for public access to information. When asked why people should vote for him, Alting points to his chairmanship of the Senate's powerful Public Policy Committee and his five terms in the Senate. Shipley says the body needs a couple changes that she'd help bring about.
I think we need people that are data-based policy makers, and I think we need legislators that are really looking to enact policies for the next century, not just for the next election.
Currently, Alting has not committed to participating in any formal debates before the election. For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.